SaveOurField.org, podcast number one, July 30th, 2005. My name is Andrew McLaughlin. I am the podmeister for SaveOurField.org, and I'm here with Alan Gandel, who is the president of SaveOurField.org. And we're going to utilize this brand new technology in order to get a little more information out about what's going on with the fields that are currently owned by the Fountain Valley School District, and more specifically about the articles that have recently appeared in the Orange County Register, as well as the WAVE, which is an insert in the Register. So to begin, Alan Gandel is going to do a little bit of background of the Wardlow field and the issues that have surrounded that one, and we'll go from there. So here's Alan Gandel.
Thank you for that introduction, Andrew. Appreciate that very much. I am a over 30-year resident of Huntington Beach, and I live just adjacent across the street from the open field that is at issue. It's located near Magnolia and Adams in Huntington Beach. Exact address is known as the Wardlow Field, or 9191 Pioneer Drive in Huntington Beach. I'd like to give a basic overview of where we've been and where we're going. It started out in January of this year, 2005, that we're notified that the Fountain Valley School Districts wanted to sell the property in order to raise funds through the stock market in the manner of interest to supplement their income. The people that are in my neighborhood showed interest that they didn't want that to happen, and that's what formed SaveOurField.org. It's an informative web page that I've created merely to keep the people informed, because nobody really knew, and proper notification wasn't given, and nobody really knew that the area was being sold until we made it very public. Where are we today? Well, from January to now, there's a process that the school district needs to follow to bring it to fruition to be sold to a builder. One of them includes the jurisdiction which the land actually is claimed as surplus happens to be in the city of Huntington Beach. Fountain Valley School District owns the property, the landowner, who was donated by the Wardlow family a while back. They're the landowner and located in the city of Huntington Beach as its jurisdiction. In order to for a builder to build, they have to receive some okays and approvals and that kind of thing from the city of Huntington Beach, and that's where we're at now. And the Fountain Valley School District is now working with the city of Huntington Beach in order to see what they can work out. There's two sites that are in question in the Huntington Beach. One is by the Lamb School, which is located off of Brookhurst and Yorktown. And that development over there, they're planning on developing that school. Currently, I believe the Huntington Beach High School District is main office located there. So my focus has really been on Wardlow. Why? Because I live right across the street. As of right now, the city of Huntington Beach is negotiating with the Fountain Valley School Districts. And more interesting enough, some articles have come out, and that's the reason for this broadcast today, is to clarify that. I've gotten a lot of calls about people concerned in the neighborhood and the community about the property being changed or granted permits for high-density housing. And that just, it's turned on a fire in this neighborhood. So the reason for my broadcast now is to squelch some of that, i.e. from my sources. One is Don Hansen, the city council, a member of the city, Huntington Beach City Council. And really one of the points that I want to bring up is, first of all, if nothing else regarding the density of the high density permit, or at least the granting of that, is not going to happen, at least on Don Hansen's watch. And the city is totally against that. He says his other members are pretty much on the same line, and they support keeping our open fields. Huntington Beach Tomorrow is another association that is backing our efforts to save this open space also. The open space that we currently have is a field located out front facing Magnolia. That's a city-owned park. Approximately 2.5 acres. Just adjacent to that is what well known as the Huntington Valley Little League. The baseball fields, there's approximately about six diamonds out there. And Among that is some fields that are being utilized by AYSO soccer fields. And the schools are being used by Fresh Start and a couple of the other daycare things that are over there. But one thing that the community wants to stress and want everybody to know that the reported articles are exactly what they are. They're part of the media. Nothing's written in stone. Quote, unquote, from Don Hansen's mouth, nothing is in writing yet. And so in the next future, I will be giving you folks updates as we go along, and especially regarding any developments and talking points that will be stressed regarding our position, and so that everybody knows. And we look forward to completing this issue and working with the Fountain Valley School Districts in a reasonable manner for its community. Okay, I'll hand it back to you, Andrew. Any questions you might have?
Yeah, actually, you're talking about the article that was in The Wave on July 28th, which is an insert I mentioned earlier in the Orange County Register. And they're talking about a city council meeting that is coming up in August 15th, and that some sort of a vote is going to be taken at that meeting. Maybe you can go into a little more detail about what exactly is going to happen there and maybe who all should perhaps show up at that meeting.
The answer to that question is a little open at this time due to the fact that they're still in negotiations. According to Don Hansen, if they do come to an agreement, get some information out to the public so they can, know what those talking points will be and what they'll be actually agreeing on. The city council is actually set tentatively as a date to vote regarding whether they'll adopt a compromise or not. And so that's a date that they have. And whatever findings from that is probably going to go to the Fountain Valley School District's Board of Trustees meeting August 18th. In any case, I urge everybody in the public that are interested to go out and have your say and tell them that exactly how you feel. Other than that, I almost certainly will be there and look forward for you folks and neighbors to come out. And remember, once the property is sold and once the land is gone, it will never return.
Yeah, you know, from these articles that I've read here, it sounds like, well, they come right out and they say it, that there's been a deal, you know, deal reached to save Ball Fields. And I'm just wondering, is that true? Is there really a deal? Has the Fountain Valley School District and the Huntington Beach City Council actually written down a deal and you know, signed, you know, put their pen to paper and actually, you know, signed their names to some sort of a deal? What can you tell me about that?
Thank you for that question, Andrew, and bringing light attention to that that issue. I want to let you know that the city council hasn't voted on anything. The procedure basically is that the Fountain Valley School District is negotiating with the city staff, and probably most of the talking points that are coming out right now is coming out from Dr. Ecker, the superintendent, and maybe some of the points of view that different members of the city has made some comment. I wanted to say this, and this coming directly from one of the city council members, Don Hansen, that there is no deal until the issue is brought forward to the city council. That's when it's going to be voted on. Actually, that will turn into exactly what's going to happen. And so there is no deal. Just want to make sure that the public knows the emphasis is that there is no deal on the table. There may be some speculation and that kind of thing, and you know how things go in the media. However, I like to cut to the chase, and we're informed by Don Hansen with the city council members that there is no deal.
Very well. Well, is there anything else that you would like to add in terms of this issue that you'd like to get into this podcast?
Thank you for that question, Andrew. One thing that I want to clarify is that Don Hansen did let me know that the Huntington Beach City staff, as well as the Fountain Valley's school district staff, is working to fairly resolve this issue as quickly and in the best manner possible for the community, as well as the Fountain Valley School District. And I do believe that the City of Huntington Beach City Council will do what's right for its community. If anything else, and it's kind of my opinion, you know, maybe perhaps Dr. Ecker is using the media as a trial balloon to see the interest of the community.
Okay, well, Definitely. Thank you for your time. And I really appreciate the opportunity to do this podcast. And I hope that all of our listeners, hopefully there's quite a few hundred, maybe listeners will find it informative and that they will get a better understanding of what has happened. And then, of course, what is happening. And as many as possible can show up at the August 15th City Council meeting. Definitely more details are on the website at saveourfield.org, and they'll find the phone number there to call if you want to speak to Alan at the hotline, as well as his email address, which is alan@saveourfield.org. And there's also an opportunity to make a donation if you'd like to help contribute to this effort. All the funds go directly towards the operation of saveourfield.org. There's a link there on the website, as well as a post office box you can send donations to if you'd like to contribute in that way. And with that, I will close this podcast. And this I hope will be the first of quite a few, and perhaps even many, as we go through this continuing effort to save our field.
The dreams that you dare to, why, oh why?